Is yoga safe for osteoporosis? Hi, I'm Melissa and welcome to Living Your Yoga. Thank you so much for watching today. Today I have a question from Margaret and she wants to know, are there videos on your site that are safe for someone who has been diagnosed for osteoporosis or osteopenia? So this is a great question, Margaret, and ultimately this is a question that needs to be answered between you and your doctor. So what I would recommend is that you go to your doctor and that you ask them these questions. So ask them what movements. So I find that when you go to your medical doctor, it's better to speak about movements rather than yoga because they might not have an idea of what yoga is or what yoga postures are. What movements are safe for me? What movements shouldn't I do and what movements should I do? And if you stay tuned all the way to the end, I'll tell you where you can go to get a PDF, a handy PDF printout that you can print out on your computer, on your printer, so that you can have a little list of questions to take to your doctor. That being said, at Namaste Yoga, we do offer real yoga for real people, so that we do try to really keep our yoga accessible for as many people and as much of the population as possible. So after you've gone to your doctor, you'll know what you can do, you'll know what you can't do, and then you'll be safer in any yoga class, really. So yoga can be a real bone saver, but it can also be detrimental if it isn't practiced correctly. So there are two main contraindications when you go to a yoga class that you need to know about. One of them is somebody who has osteoporosis, for example, shouldn't be practicing spinal flexion, forward bending, so forward bending of the spine. This is a big part of an average yoga class. And the reason why you shouldn't do it is because it increases the risk of spinal fractures by excessively loading the front vertebra of your back. Twists are another thing that you need to be cautious of. If you have twists are another thing that are a potential hazard zone if you have osteoporosis. Because they can put your spine in another vulnerable position. So recline twists where the spine is fully supported by the ground can be safer. But again, you really need to check in with your own medical doctor to make sure that that's okay for you and what the state of your spine is. Carol Krukoff, co-director of the Therapeutic Yoga for Senior Teachers Training Program at Duke Integrative Medicine in Durham, North Carolina, advises her students with bone loss against end range, so really deep twists, and she even asks you to be gentle with reclined twists. So those are the contraindications: twists and forward folds. I'm going to link to a couple of blog posts that I've done on osteoporosis in the past. So there's been two of them. I've linked to our beginner yoga classes, which could be a good place to start as well. I've linked to a beginner yoga class to help with bone density. And also in our membership community, I have a class that's specific to osteoporosis. So you might be interested in becoming a member as well. So at the beginning of this blog post, I told you that I would tell you where you can go to get a PDF of a printout that you can take to your medical doctor. So if you click on the link to the show notes of this class at the very beginning of the show notes here, then there'll be an opt-in box where you can put your email address and then we will send you the PDF that you can just print this off, because I know when I go to my medical doctor, it's a lot easier if I have them written out, because it seems like going to a medical doctor can be kind of a more stressful situation. And when you're talking about your health, it's really easy if you just have those questions right there. And if you take a pen with you, then you can write down the answers as well as they come up, and then you'll have them all right with you, and you'll know what to do when you go. So I hope that helps, and thanks for a great question. If you have any other questions, you can leave them in the comments box, or you can send me a SpeakPipe message as well. Thanks so much for listening. Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.